The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is a lovely Saturday, a bit breezy again, but we've gotten used to the wind. 80 degrees and rain on the way. Rain on the way, and we certainly do need it all across the state. Some fires on the North Shore causing concern, red flag warning for a big part of central Minnesota. So we'll keep an eye on that. But updated temp and still breezy. Dew point 33. Winds have died down at the moment. Wednesday at 7, we're down to 79 degrees. Showers likely through the day on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday, and then another bout of rain Monday night carrying over into Tuesday, and we really do need it. Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, good to visit with you. We mentioned rain coming in. We need it.
Yeah, Steve, good afternoon. Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm glad to see it. I hope it rains like crazy. We need it. Lakes are so low. But I'm telling you, this wind, man, it's... God, I feel bad for people that came up last weekend and just got hammered in that wind, and now it's same thing the second weekend, so it's been kind of a tough go. Fishing's been pretty good, actually, if you can handle the weather. I've been finding them earlier in the week in fairly shallow water, like 11 feet, walleyes and crappies, and this morning they were 16, 17 feet. I don't know why they moved deeper, but fishing has been good. You just got to be able to handle the wind.
Yeah, it has been crazy that way. Cool, dry, and windy day in and day out, and rain on the day. You mentioned it when we visited opening weekend that it was really tough. I hope you recovered okay after all of that.
Yeah, I felt like I went, 10 rounds with Muhammad Ali after Saturday and Sunday, but... It was, I think the participation was a little bit down. I really didn't see a lot of people. I think people just said, this is a little bit too much and kind of hung it up. And I just didn't see the traffic that I normally see on opener. But we got Memorial coming up, which is usually the peak of the really, really good fishing where it really takes off. And, the weed growth is a little bit retarded, which is good. It's not quite up the way it should be, but these crappies now are starting to stage on the edges of these weeds, as the walleyes are, and it's still a jig and minnow bite. I've been finding, when I've been cleaning these walleyes, they are so full of perch and little sunfish. I mean, they're just stuffed. I can't believe they even hit my bait. They'll have four or five minnows in their stomach, so they're heavily feeding. And but again, this is the time of year they're off the spawn. They're on the feed, and it's just, a great time, especially this is going to be good timing for Memorial for people, coming up or doing whatever they're doing. It should be excellent fishing almost statewide.
Yeah. And by the way, we get through this rainy couple of days, stormy couple of days, things are really going to quiet down. And by the end of the week, it looks like, at least here in the cities, temps in the 70s, I would assume 60s up north, and quiet, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, the water temperatures have been holding kind of steady, about 55, 56, yeah, which is really ideal. And, you know, by Memorial, it might, you know, kick up a little bit, 58, 60, again, which is prime time. And all these fish, Steve, are relating to shorelines, and almost every lake I've been on, they're really not on mid-lake structure yet. They're all right along the break lines, you know, right offshore. So if you can find a good steep bait, you know, break line right along shore, working that 11 to 16, that's where the fish are. They're, you know, they move up on top in the evening and early mornings and then slide off of the sides a little bit, you know, during the day. But Wednesday was interesting. That was really a super nice day. No wind, high sun, and fishing was, you know, a little bit more, you know, difficult because of the conditions. So it's just been an up and down deal. It's just crazy. I've never seen spring weather so neurotic the way it is this year, and it's made fishing a little bit more challenging. But I'm going to stick to these smaller lakes again, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago. A lot of those farm lakes in Polk County, Grant, right in the central part, you know, up from Glenwood and Barrett and those areas, there's some really good fishing going on right now in those shallow lakes. And they're peaking a little bit earlier, you know, than the bigger water, which is very typical. And their water temperatures are almost 60. So, you know, you stay south a little bit, central part of the state, I think you're still going to do well. And I think the North Country up here will really start going in probably a week or so, I would say.
Yeah, I would assume the big water, Leech, Winnie, et cetera, that'll be a bit.
Well, fishing's been pretty good up there on Winnie and Red as far as, you know, the reports I've gotten, which is they're traditionally, you know, do very well. And I know there were hundreds and hundreds of boats up there from the people I talked to up there. So they had a lot of people up there in that area. But, you know, they had the same wind conditions we did. And, you know, being on bigger water, boy, if you can tough it out, you know, my hat's off to you, because it was about as tough conditions as you're ever going to get. Plus this northwest wind, Steve, I am not a fan of this northwest wind. It always means a change, and whenever I got to fight northwest winds, fishing is never as good, and we've had predominantly northwest winds. So give me a little bit of a gentle south wind, and that's really what you want. And east is okay, west is okay, but northwest is always, it always makes it more difficult. I think it's just because there's always some sort of change coming, some sort of mini front coming through. It always means, you know, things are going to change.
Yeah. Steve, good luck this week. I would assume you're going to lay low with the rain and storms the next couple of days and then hit it hard later in the week.
You know me well, Steve. You know me well. Yes, yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. Well, enjoy, and we look forward to visiting again throughout the summer.
All right. Sounds great, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right. There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Good enough to join us here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues each and every Sunday with Rob Dreusline from the Outdoor News. He has a great show between 5 and 6, filled with guests and tons of great info. That is Rob in the Outdoor News, Sunday between 5 and 6, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. When we come back, the end of the line for the Wild in Colorado against the Avalanche. Heartbreaking loss. Where do the Wild go from here? Jez Myers will join us from the Pioneer Press here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah,
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.